My name is Rachel Hahn, and I'm the program coordinator for the Experiencing Piano program at the School of Music. I'm also a second-year PhD student in music education.
And where did you come to Columbia from?
I'm originally from St. Louis, but most recently I moved here from Dallas.
And the people in St. Louis always want to know, well, where did you go to high school at?
I'm actually from St. Charles County, so I went to Lutheran High in St. Charles.
So grew up in St. Charles County and then went to Texas. Did you do most of your music education there?
Yes. So I actually was in Nashville before Dallas. So I got my undergrad at Vanderbilt in Nashville and then went straight to Dallas for my master's at SMU and then straight to Mizzou for my doctorate.
And you are in charge of the Experiencing Piano program.
Yes.
For the uninformed, for the ill-informed, what is that?
Yes, so the Experiencing Piano program is under the umbrella of the Community Music Program. So basically, it offers group piano instruction for children ages 6 to 9 and adults of all ages. And all of these classes are intended for beginning students, so students who are just starting their journey in piano.
And they don't need to have a piano. You will provide it.
We prefer they have a practice instrument, although in some cases we do allow a little flexibility there. But yes, for the classes, they of course don't need to bring a piano. We have all of our group classes meet in the Hillel building where we have a piano lab.
And at any one given time, say during the peak of a semester, how many students are enrolled in the Experiencing Piano program?
Our adult classes are the larger of the two classes. We cap that enrollment at 12 students. And our kids classes, we cap that at 6 students just because of the young age of the kids and how many student teachers we have.
And then how long is the semester? Does it align with the general Mizzou semester?
It basically does, but it starts just after the regular Mizzou semester. So it's a 13-week course in both the fall and the spring. So this semester will be starting on Monday, January 29th for the adults.
That's Rachel Hahn. She heads up the Experiencing Piano program in the MU School of Music. It is part of the Community Music program, which is a broader series of outreach activities that help train Columbians, youth and adults, in music. Are you the teacher of all of these Experiencing Piano students, or do you have help from your fellow Mizzou School of Music scholars?
Sure. So I'm the main primary teacher for both of these classes. However, the kids class also serves as a teaching lab for our piano pedagogy students at the university. So I have between 4 to 6 student teachers every semester who help teach the kids class with me. And then the adults class is typically taught by a graduate teaching assistant. So that may change depending on who we have every semester. But this semester, it's Connor Joyce teaching the adult class.
Now, as a student yourself of music education, you're probably not just teaching these students. You're learning all about the different ways of teaching and the different kinds of students. I would suspect that you see a wide range of talent and enthusiasm amongst those new students.
Yes, we definitely have a wide range of just interests and specific reasons for studying piano. But one of the reasons that I love, especially what I get to do in this program, is that my primary focus in my master's degree was in group piano, teaching piano in this kind of learning environment. So I really love just getting to work a little bit with each student one-on-one and give them that primary directive with me and the student teachers as their guides in this environment, but also seeing the motivation and the social engagement that they have with one another, just experiencing music for the first time.
Now, I'm not familiar with group piano lessons. When I've taken lessons in the past before with private teachers in the community and through the community music program, it's just been me and the teacher and my instrument, and maybe they brought an instrument as well. What is the dynamic like when you throw together a half a dozen students who are all supposed to be playing the same thing? How do they affect each other?
Right. So that social interactive engagement aspect is definitely one of the primary components of the group class. And as you said, private lessons are probably the most popular way to learn piano, at least traditionally. But in our setup, we have a piano lab, as I mentioned earlier. And in that lab, we have 12 electronic keyboards, all with headset systems. So if we want a student to just be able to hear themselves, or for the teacher to just be able to hear that one student, we can turn on those headphones. But if we want everyone to play together, we just turn the headphones off, everybody plays out loud. So that balance, trying to give them one-on-one time and group playing time, it really encourages them to develop not only their independent skills when it's just them playing, but also their ensemble skills and their team building skills when they're working with the group.
You sent along two pieces of music, a Mozart, I guess a theme and a variation.
Yes.
Do you want to talk about those a little bit?
Yes. So the music I brought with me is a very popular piece. It's called The Twinkle Variations by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. And it's being played by Daniel Barenboim in the recordings I brought. And this piece, as you all probably know, the Twinkle Twinkle Little Star theme is a very popular folk song. And Mozart, when he was very young, took that theme and created 12 variations out of it. So the first recording I brought is just his original theme, just with very simple harmonies and rhythms attached to it. And then the second piece I brought is a little variation on that, so his own take on how to interpret the Twinkle theme.
And how do you use that in class?
Yes, so this is a wonderful example of a specific form that students would learn about. So, of course, in their young years, students probably wouldn't get up to this level of complexity. They would learn the original Twinkle Twinkle Little Star theme, just a simple one-line melody. And then we would talk in class about using that form. Maybe they create their own creative adaptation or composition or arrangement of it, and then adapt that for their own styles and their own skill levels.
That is second-year PhD student Rachel Hahn. She's the head of the Experiencing Piano program. Registration is open now. You can find more details on the School of Music's website, music.missouri.edu.
Yes, and specifically, you can look at music.missouri.edu/CMP. On that page, you'll find all the offerings for the community music program, including the Experiencing Piano classes.
Rachel, thank you for making the time and the cold walk across campus today.
Thanks for having me.